This is WSCIRO, Sikh Christian Internet Radio Outreach, a broadcast service of Sikh Christian Teaching and Worship Center, Greater Boston, Massachusetts.
I am making my way on a journey through the valleys and hills of my heart to the kingdom of freedom and true love, where from my God I will never depart. And I'll sing la 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 la, my King, my Lord, and my life. La 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 la, I'll seek you from morning
to night. Good day, everyone.
Tonight.
Welcome to WSCIRO on Blog Talk Radio here. And I am Dr. Shirley Kenneth, your co-host, and we are in the just about the fourth week of Advent, and for many of you, I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And we are going to offer up this special broadcast to the Lord for the wonderful things that He has done. My husband, Jeffrey Cannon, for all of you who follow us on Facebook, you follow me personally, and also you follow us on in our 24/7 online prayer chat. That's Faith Talks Live Prayer Multimedia Group Prayer Ministry. And there was a miracle that we had. We're calling it the miracle of Advent for ourselves, and we received confirmation that my husband's leukemia that he had been diagnosed with, CML leukemia, that's chronomyelogenous leukemia, back in February 2009 when we started Faith Talks Live Prayer on Blog Talk Radio. And what happened was they, from time to time, because he's on experimental studies, they are doing bone marrow biopsies to find out just, you know, what's going on in the marrow, because the marrow actually makes all the blood in our system and the different components of the blood. And so one particular component that they were questioning was the gene, the Philadelphia chromosome, that actually was responsible for making too much of enzymes, which caused the influx of white blood cells, which was actually eating up the hemoglobin, which is the red blood cells. Red blood cells carry oxygen to and throughout the whole body, and so when you don't have very much of those guys there becomes an oxygen debt crisis in the internal mechanism of the body. You know, the whole being, the whole you know, system, and so we almost lost him, and he was only on chemotherapy for like a week. And we were in a hospital for 3 days, like Jesus was in the belly of the earth for 3 days. And I was with my husband, too, for those 3 days. And we were just praying. We were praying for the patient in the next bed. And we just used that opportunity, that time, to pray, you know, for God's people. And also within about a month after that, the Lord opened up a hospital ministry with New England Sinai here in the town of Stoughton. So as a result of what was going on here, you know, the enemy wanted us to think death, and actually the Lord has given us life. And so that's what we want to celebrate today. We want to celebrate His life. We want to celebrate Jesus' resurrection life and glory in our lives, okay? And also the cross, because it's through that cross that there's life, okay? That the Lord gives you life. So I just want you to enjoy this broadcast. You know, gather around the fire, or we have a CD that actually is like a fireplace. We put it on our internet because we don't have a fireplace. I grew up with many fireplaces, but so that's always like a Christmas theme for me. So if you don't have a fireplace, go and get one. Get one at Walgreens on CD. But anyways, there is a broadcast that we want to do. It's an extension of the first broadcast, The New Heart, The Kingdom of God in You. And we did a part one, and I suggest that you go and listen to that as well, you know. But you know, schedule some time. These are very, very important broadcasts. The Lord is really putting in our hearts to really to get into that place of the body and raising up intercessors because of the things that lie ahead of us. And when we said that, when we said yes, when He said that to us, and He actually is ministering to us about this 2 years ago, and we finally said yes because of the technology was there, because He wanted us to open up, He was preparing us to open up a 24/7 online prayer chat on Facebook. At the time that He gave it to us from heaven, He knew, because He's God, that it was going to happen. It hadn't happened yet until this year, okay, which was approximately about a month and a half ago. And so as soon as we said yes, the Lord sent in the army, okay? And we're going to have a member of that army. His name is Jimmy Moss. He's agreed to come on the show. He's my number one, intercessor, along with my friend Shelley Newman, and who is also going to be graduating from the School of Ministry. And these wonderful people have such a heart to cry out for God's people, for leaders, for anybody, anything that has breath. So we are going to, we want to pray. We want to ask the Lord to send the laborers, okay? Because the vineyard, the vineyard, the harvest is great and the laborers are few. And with having said that, we're going to go into worship and enjoy yourselves. We have about an hour and a half of just worshiping to the Lord of Bethlehem, the house of bread. Jesus came from the house of bread. He's the bread of life for you. So enjoy this. And we are also going to have a New Year's Eve celebration. Remember my 50th birthday celebration? Well, we're going to have a New Year's Eve celebration. And we're going to bring in, we may be having a Blog Talk Live show on New Year's Eve as we're doing this New Year's Eve celebration, and then we'll extend it after the broadcast. We're going to carry it on to Facebook, and we're just going to invite as many people as possible. We'll have our prayer chat room open up for people who just want to just soak in the Lord's presence and just pray for people, and we're going to just pray in the new year. So I'm just very excited as to what God is doing, and we are going to have some of our people here. So we're going to, on the live part of the broadcast, which is through Blog Talk Radio, we are going to be worshiping. We're going to have some live musicians coming in. My friends who were actually on Faith Talks Live here when we aired from Blog TV. And we may have it also be, we may have it air in either a Blog TV or live stream. We're going to have to weigh that out, see which one will get the best coverage, okay? So we're going to have all these wonderful things happening, and we're going to bring in the new year 2011 because it promises to be really great. We're leaving 2010 with a bang, shebang in the Lord, and so we just want to I just ask that you bless your people with glory from on high, with your presence, Lord, and anyone that's feels like they're rejected, Lord, I just ask right now that you go after them and wrap your loving arms around them, and that they can actually feel your presence, okay? We've also seen Chronicles of Narnia, and I suggest that you get out there. It's actually Narnia, and it's awesome. It really, really hits home about the real nature of spiritual warfare and what is really going on, okay? So with that said, enjoy the rest of the show. God bless you. There's no one.
Lord, the fear of me is the beginning of wisdom. I am the God of multiplication and reproduction. I am Jehovah, that is my name. I am the God of the seraphim. I am the God of all flesh. I am the vine. I am the artist that all artisans draw from. I am Adonai Eloheinu, there is none other. I am the God of the cherubim. I am the foundation of the world. I am invisible, yet all creation speaks of me. I am God. I want you to understand and know me. I am, and you are my witnesses. I am glorified in you. I am God who made you a sign to the unbeliever. I am more than all structures of steel, mortar, and clay. I am jealous over you. I am the exalted head over all. I am God who is joined to the foreigner. I am God who speaks face to face. I am the sovereign ruler of all creation. I am your next breath. I am the light of the world. I am God, and all that is in heaven and in earth is mine. I am Emmanuel, God dwelling among men. I am high and lifted up by all creation. I am the outpoured spirit on all flesh. I am he who rejoices with those who rejoice. I am the only creator of all that exists. I am Savior of both the Gentiles and the Jews. I am He before whom every knee will bow.
Happy holidays, and may God bless you with a joyous holiday season. This is the Night Watch and the Harp and Bowl Internet and Radio Network.
Was alive, but now I see so clearly.
Strange feeling that a change is here. let your blessings pour on the nation. You might even lift your hand toward the Canadian flag or toward some of these flags. And let's pray that the blessing of the kingdom of God will settle on the nation.
Oh, let your blessings pour on the nation, Lord. Let it rain.
Would you open the sky? Prayer right now. Email us at prayer@thenightwatch.com. This is the Harp and Bowl Internet and Radio Network.
to me than any earthly thing. Won't you reign in me again? Over every thought, over every word, may my life reflect the beauty of my Lord. You mean more to me than any earthly thing.
Our God is right, righteous. bow before my master
as we proclaim him in the land.
Every tongue will openly confess,
worthy, worthy.
Thank you. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Right here, right now, like in heaven. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Right here, right now, like in heaven. Holy Father, we glorify your name. Holy Spirit, come, let your grace abide.
Everyone was wondering whether perhaps John the Baptist himself might be the Messiah. So John answered them all, "I am immersing you in water, but he who is coming is more powerful than I. I'm not worthy to untie his sandals. He will immerse you in the Holy Spirit and in fire. He has with him his winnowing fork to clear out his threshing floor and gather his wheat into his barn, but he will burn up the straw with unquenchable fire." And with many other warnings besides these, John announced the good news to the people. Father, I thank you for the revelation that you've been downloading to believers all over the world, to ministries and recently to me that there is a baptism. There are many different baptisms. And Father, there is a baptism in fire. And I'm asking you, O God, for endowment for on high in my own life, in the lives of all those listening, in the lives of those that are affected by your kingdom and by the night watch. We are asking you, O God, for an endowment of power from on high. We are asking you, Lord, to come and baptize us in fire in the name of the Lord. I am asking you, O God, to release an expectancy in the body of Christ that there is something more, even us charismatics and Pentecostals. Lord, there is something more. We have some of God, but we want more of God. And Father, my desperation, my heart cry today is for all of God. In the name of the Lord, as much as you can give me, O God, that will not destroy me, I am asking you for everything you have. And I'm asking you to come to the bride of Christ and those listening on the night watch and those listening on the CD. In the name of the Lord, come, O God, and birth an expectancy in us that there is more and that you promised you would give us more. Father God, I pray that you would make us make this a priority. Birth a priority in us, O God, to wait upon you, to expect change, to expect, O Lord, that something is out there that's more and that you're wanting to give us this baptism of fire. I'm asking you, Lord, to release holy desire through the body of Christ. Holy romance in the name of the Lord. Holy desperation, O God, that will take us to the next place in the Holy Spirit, corporately and individually. In the name of the Lord, we're asking you, God, for fresh fire for us. We're asking you, O God, to come and baptize us in the Holy Spirit. It's so much more than just our prayer language. It's so much more, O God, than just speaking in tongues. I want not only to be refilled with the Spirit daily, O God, I want to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I want to be baptized in fire. I want what Finney had, Lord. I want what Wigglesworth had. I want what the Wesleys had. I want what Paul the Apostle and Peter the Apostle had in the name of the Lord. And it's for all of us. I want the body of Christ and those listening to this right now in the name of the Lord, God, to have this desire for more. And I pray, God, that you grant it. I pray, God, that you grant it because it's for all of us. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me for speaking in tongues, and yet my life remains powerless. Lord, I ask you to forgive the church for speaking in tongues and having no character, no holiness, and being powerless in the name of the Lord. God, we should be raising the dead. We should be casting out demons. We should be able to live holy lives and overcome temptations and addictions. We're asking you, Lord, to take us to the next place. Lord, I'm asking you that to forgive me, Lord, for speaking in tongues, being filled with the Spirit, but having no power or strength for character, integrity, living a holy life. God, I want to be baptized in you. I don't want to just be baptized into the name of Jesus. I don't want to be baptized just in water. I want to be baptized in the Spirit, O God. And I'm asking you that you re-baptize the house of God, the house of prayer, the body of Christ, the bride of Christ, whatever label you want to put on it, Lord. I'm asking you to baptize us in fire. I'm asking you for more right now in the mighty name of the Lord. Oh God, there are puzzles missing. There are pieces of puzzles that are missing in the body of Christ. And I'm asking you, Lord, for all the pieces. I'm asking you, Lord, to bring us to this place. I ask you, God, that the Elijah generation would be birthed in our hearts, O God, and that your fire would come. Your fire would come, O God, and set us free to do the things of God and not be so caught up in the cares of the world. And I'm tired, O God, of being powerless. I ask you to come to me, Lord, and come to Night Watch Ministries, and come to those, Lord, that are being affected by apostolic ministries all over the world in your kingdom. Come, Lord, we want fresh fire in the name of the Lord. I want, Lord, to not just be day. I'm asking you, Lord, that when we come in contact with people that have different kinds of demons in them, Lord, those demons are going to leave. I pray, O God, for sermons that are preached, O God, in our churches and in this ministry and teachings, O God, in the name of the Lord, that be done in power and they would change lives. Lord, I'm tired of milquetoast prophetic words. I want something powerful, Lord, from the throne room in heaven that when we speak into people's lives, it's going to change them. In the name of the Lord, I'm asking you for fresh fire. We repent today, O God. Even in charismatic circles, even the Pentecostals, God, we have become religious. We have looked, O God, as the symbol of speaking in tongues that I have been filled as if it's something, Lord, that's the end all. And it's not the end all. It's only the beginning. And I'm asking you, Lord, for more. I'm asking you, Lord, to endue this ministry with God's grace and power. I'm asking you, Lord, for the resurrection power that raised Christ from the dead to come back to the bride of Christ, O God, to wrap us, to endue us with power, to become everything that we are all about, O God, balanced in your spirit, balanced in your word, but we want the power, O God, to do the things you promised, Lord Jesus, in your own words, that we would do greater things than you. And I'm asking you, Lord, for power to do greater things than you. I ask you, Lord, this revelation, that we can be baptized in power. Lord, that it be magnified. I feel it going out from me right now, being magnified and imparted into the nations, into apostolic ministries, into worship ministries, into prophetic ministries, into churches and pastors and home groups all over the earth, Lord. Believers would suddenly get this revelation that there's more. And Father, I know right now there are people that are hidden in the name of the Lord. They're hidden in caves, and they're acting spiritual. They're acting like things happen. Lord, they're happy, or they seem to be happy on the outside, but somewhere on the inside, they want more. And I'm asking you, Lord, today to hear their cries for fresh fire, for more. I ask you, Lord, from the coals, from the altar in heaven, to be given to people, Lord, to supernaturally do the things of God and the greater works of Jesus. Lord, we repent in the name of the Lord for being religious, even making speaking in tongues a symbol of religion to lord over people. We're asking you, God, for something beyond tongues. We're asking you for the ability, O God, to work miracles, signs, wonders, to birth things, Lord, to have true authority in the kingdom. One of the greatest revelations of the last days, O God, is going to be the revelation of the baptism of fire, the endowment of power that can come upon your people. In the name of the Lord, we loose these people that are seeking this in the name of Jesus. Lord, you promised in your word, you said it, O God, that those who hunger and thirst after you, they would be filled. And those who seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, that everything else would be taken care of. I'm praying, God, that you raise up millions of Nazarites who will seek you night and day, who will pursue you endlessly, who will pursue the romance of the Lord, who will know that you're their lover as well as their Lord. And Father, that these people that seek you, God, fill them, O Lord, and do them with power in the name of the Lord. Again, O God, we want what Finney had. Lord, we want what Seymour had. We want what Oral Roberts had and Catherine Kuhlman and all these great revivalists throughout history, what the disciples had. Father, we are asking you in the name of the Lord to endue us with power. Let the fire of God fall on the body. I'm asking you, Father, to release in the nations, release in our lives miracles, O God. I ask you to release the gift of miracles, the gifts of healing. I ask you, Lord, for signs and wonders. I ask you, Lord, for prophetic power encounters in the name of the Lord. I ask you for visitations in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, Lord, for power. We're asking you, O God, just as John told the people here in Luke 3:15, O God, that there's a season of great expectancy. And he said, there's one coming who will baptize us, not only in the Holy Spirit, but in fire. I'm asking you, Lord, for a kingdom anointing of ruling and reigning. I'm asking you, Lord, to baptize us fully in the Holy Spirit. And I'm asking you, O God, to come and baptize us in fire. In the name of the Lord, come. The Spirit and the bride say, come. We say to the Elijah generation, rise up and be endued with power in the name of the Lord from on high. We ask you to receive this. May your heart be softened to receive this right now in the name of the Lord. We pray together. We agree together, O God, and it will become our obsession. It will become our desperation, like those who were in the upper room, O God, in one accord, crying out for God, crying out for the promise of the Father. Would you come to us, O God? Would you come to us, Lord, with more than just speaking in tongues? We are waiting upon you, O God. We're waiting upon you. Lord, I ask you to endue our ministries with power. I ask you, Lord, when people hear from the Night Watch, they get out of wheelchairs, that leprosy is healed, that AIDS would go, that sugar diabetes would be ended, that cancer has no place here. Father, I'm asking you that demons are cast out by hearing the praise and worship on the Night Watch and hearing the live prayers when we're praying in the name of the Lord. I'm asking you for authority in the spirit realm that is missing. Give us the missing puzzle pieces, O God. We're crying out night and day. We want more. We want more. We want more. We press in for more. My passion, O God, is to have you. My passion is to be used by you like you intend. My passion, O God, is for holiness and right living and authority and true grace from on high. My passion, Lord, is to know you. And I pray that you would sweep that across the body right now in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the Night Watch.
I don't wanna be offended. No, I don't wanna be. when the nations are raging against him. He is the magnificent obsession, and he's the desire of the nation to turn it all around in just a matter of time. I'm gonna choose this day to love him, to serve him. I'm gonna choose this day to cling to him and him alone. For I pledge my allegiance to Jesus, to Jesus, and I pledge my allegiance to Lamb. When it's all coming down, once again, you're going to shake everything that can be shaken. Judge of the nations, beautiful bridegroom, lover of my soul, do what you have to do, just come. Come make the wrong things right, come make the darkness light, come turn the world upside down. Because there is no peace until you come back, Jesus, until you return, 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 return. Jesus, please come back. For creation's groaning and waiting, waiting and groaning and groaning, waiting and waiting and groaning and groaning and waiting for your return. You're the only man of peace that we want. The only king that we cry. So come again.